time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. It is Wednesday, September 16th. Hope everybody's doing really well out there. Thanks for tuning in. December gold traded as high as $1,982 yesterday morning, including a $20 rally after the AM London price fix. Monday's data indicated heavy selling on the AM fix. The same likely occurred Tuesday morning as gold dropped $8 from the time London opened through the AM fix. Then in the absence of any news, gold was decapitated starting around 9 a.m. New York time, with the price plunging as much as $34 down to $1,954 before rebounding and settling up $2 from Monday. The Mining Stock Journal said that it's a tradition on the COMEX to attack the gold price during the Fed's FOMC meeting, which would have commenced around 9 a.m. yesterday morning. Silver mirrored gold's trading pattern, the mining stocks largely unchanged, though there were some big moves in both directions between Tuesday's NYSE starting line and finish. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the sideways consolidation in the mining shares since early August has created some compelling levels in the junior exploration shares, some of which have pulled back 20 to 30% from midsummer highs. The newsletter will be featuring some of its favorite high-risk, high-return plays in the next issue to be released this Thursday afternoon. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a quick moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Corvus Gold. Corvus Gold is a North American gold exploration and development company focused on its near-term gold-silver mining projects in southwestern Nevada. The company holds a commanding land position within the Bullfrog Mining District. Neighboring adjacent projects controlled by Anglo Gold Ashanti, Kinross Gold, and Core Mining highlight this active district. The two 100% owned North Bullfrog and Motherlode projects have a combined nearly 4 million ounces of gold in an in-pit resource and continues to grow with an ongoing successful resource expansion drill program. The company trades on the TSX and the NASDAQ with KOR. And here's what you need to know this morning. Amex Exploration says it has made a new discovery at the company's Denise Zone, which lies immediately south of the high-grade zone of the Perron property in northwestern Quebec. Amex says there was substantial gold mineralization in multiple drill hole intersections from the zone. Results included 1.07 grams per ton gold over 189.4 meters and 1.39 grams per ton gold over 115.6 meters. The company says having the Denise Zone located immediately south of the HGZ enables them to envision a starter pit followed by further underground mining. This fundamentally changes the possible economics of mining this area. Amex Exploration trades on the TSX Venture with AMX and on the OTCQX with AMXEF. Argonaut Gold reported drill results from its ongoing drill campaign targeting high-grade mineralization below the proposed open-pit mine at its Magino property in Ontario. Results reported today included 46.8 grams per ton gold over 3 meters, 10.6 grams per ton gold over 12.5 meters, and 13.4 grams per ton gold over 9 meters. Peter Doherty said in this morning's news release, "We continue to encounter high-grade gold intercepts below and adjacent to the proposed open pit, and now believe there is potential for a possible connection between the elbow and central zones that they will be testing." Argonaut trades on the TSX with the symbol AR. New Placer Dome Gold shared results for the first reverse circulation drill hole at the company's Bolo Gold Silver project. The company says the first hole doubled the vertical gold and silver continuity versus the historical drilling. The hole returned 1.08 grams per ton gold and 26 grams per ton silver over 38.1 meters. To date, 8 RC drill holes totaling 2,300 meters have been drilled as part of the 2020 Bolo Project drill program. New Placer Dome trades on the TSX Venture with NGLD and on the OTCQB with NPDCF. Yesterday, Rio2 Limited announced that they had executed a non-binding letter of intent for the trialing of 6Wave's patented IXOS purification polymer for Rio2's Phoenix Gold project in Chile. The objective of this work, from Rio2's perspective, is to determine whether 6Wave's IXOS mining technology can be successfully applied to enhance the extraction of gold from Phoenix Gold ore by using molecularly imprinted polymers rather than traditional carbon for the gold absorption process. If successful, the application of the IXOS mining technology is expected to result in a reduction of CapEx and OpEx related to the gold extraction process. Rio2 trades on the TSX Venture with RIO and on the OTCQX with RIOFF. Aurelius Minerals announced this morning it has received approval from the government of Nova Scotia for its initial 4,000-meter drilling program at the Aureus West project, and drilling has commenced. Aurelius has contracted Major Drilling Group International to execute the surface drilling program as well as the previously announced underground drilling program at the Aureus East project. Aurelius trades on the TSX Venture with AUL. Wallbridge Mining announced this morning it has entered into a $56 million bought deal financing. The deal consists of 49 million common shares of the company at a price of $1.15 Canadian per share. Kirkland Lake Gold has certain participation rights and will participate in the offering, increasing their post-closing ownership to approximately 9.9%. The net proceeds from the offering will be used for continued advancement of the company's Fenelon Gold project and for general corporate purposes. Wallbridge trades on the TSX with WM. And Suma Silver announced this morning its common shares are now eligible for electronic clearing and settlement through the Depository Trust Company in the United States. DTC is a subsidiary of the Depository Trust and Clearing Corp, a U.S. company that manages the electronic clearing and settlement of publicly traded companies. Securities that are eligible to be electronically cleared and settled through DTC are considered to be DTC eligible. DTC eligibility is expected to create a seamless process of trading and enhance liquidity of the company's common shares in the United States over time. Suma Silver trades on the CSE with SSVR and on the OTC with SSVRF. That's it for me today here this morning on the news briefing. If you are attending the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit virtually this morning, I will be hosting one of the corporate presentation sections this morning, so looking forward to hearing you all there. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.